Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd sing for prelude, but you'd all leave. So. Good morning, everybody. We're glad that you braved the 2-3 degrees to come out. And you hear particularly that this is a holiday weekend for a lot of people. If you don't know me, I'm Kathy Converse. I've been a member for about 26 years. I'm on the Board of Trustees and the Treasurer, and I'm on the Program and Finance Committees. If we take a moment to reflect on why we're here today, I think one of the main reasons that we're here is that we find comfort in the friendships and the meeting of minds that happens here on Sunday mornings. I personally consider Prairie my extended family. I think the purpose of Prairie UU is to provide a safe haven for anyone who wants to take the time out of their busy daily lives to reflect. They want to share a joyous sorrow, be challenged to think about new ideas, enjoy new company, and at least one Sunday a month have good food when we have our soup Sundays. If a person only comes one time, to me that's enough, that Prairie was here for that one day, for that one person to come here. We strive to be a welcoming community. We're glad you enjoyed and you have joined us. We accept your life choices of religion or no religion, your gender, your choice of life partners, and family structure. We'll work hard to embrace both your abilities and inabilities. We urge any visitors to come again, as our services vary in content and presentation by our members, such as today, our minister, Sandy Ingham, or someone from the greater community. So we'll open up with our opening words here. For everything there is a season, a time to die, a time to be born. With the arrival of winter's low dark sky, communities around the world look to the miracle of light as a sign of rebirth and a source of hope. We celebrate the promise of new life and recommit ourselves to the protection of everyone's rights to his or her own radiant humanity. Celebrating the winter holidays thus is an excellent opportunity for Unitarian Universalist congregations to express their commitment to our sixth principle. We covenant to affirm and promote the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. So as long as a single light illuminates the world's darkness, there will be joy on earth that empowers our lives. Hubert Niepierski. Our speaker today is Margaret Carpenter, and some of you don't know Margaret too well, so let me give you a little information. Margaret earned her bachelor's degree in ethnic relations from the University of the State of New York, SUNY, and her master's degree in urban teaching from Concordia University. She received her commission as an Army Second Lieutenant Signal Corps officer, and she left her commission in 1996 as a captain after spending a year and a half as a company commander of a communications unit. From 1990 to 1995, she worked for the Chicago Public School System, first as a human relations officer specializing in discipline referrals, and then as a teacher of seventh grade math, science, and reading. In 1996, she joined the Kenosha Unified School District as a teacher in sixth grade math and science, and then she moved to the posts of learning specialist, interim assistant principal, and then principal of an inner city elementary school. Margaret joined the DOC in 2007.
What's DOC?
Department of Corrections, I'm sorry. Department of Corrections in 2007 as Education Director for the Office of Program Services, where she has overseen efforts division-wide to help offenders make educational gains in math, writing, reading, and other areas. In 2008, Margaret was appointed as the new administrator of the Division of Juvenile Corrections. So we have a wonderful guest here tonight.
Thank you. I
played on the internet. Okay. Habaragani. That is the greeting on Kwanzaa, and it says, what is the news? What is the news? We set up this feast here for our ancestors to honor them and our family and friends on Kwanzaa, and today is the sixth day of Kwanzaa, which we will talk about in just a little bit. Let me give you some history first. Kwanzaa is an African-American celebration of cultural reaffirmation. It is one of the fastest growing holidays in the history of the world. It took root 30 years ago when a graduate student, Mulana Karinga, was disturbed by the 1965 riots in Los Angeles Watts area. He decided that African Americans needed an annual event to celebrate our differences rather than just being a part of the melting pot. Dr. Karinga's research of Africans' first fruit, which is the first harvest celebration, was combined based on traditions of several different harvest celebrations, such as those of the Ashanti and Zulu people, to form Kwanzaa. The name Kwanzaa is derived from the phrase Matanda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruit in Kiswahili. While many assume that it is a religious holiday, it is not. Also, please note that it is by no means meant to be a replacement or substitute for Christmas. That's important to note. It is an African-American and Pan-African holiday celebrated by millions throughout the whole African world community. It is celebrated by families and communities around the world. Kwanzaa is rather a seven-day celebration that begins December 26th and continues through January 1st. It is based on Nguza Saba's seven guiding principles. There's one principle for each day. Today is the sixth principle, creativity, Kuumba. The number seven, however, is very significant. There are seven principles, there are seven symbols that emphasize a unique set of values during the 7 days of Kwanzaa. And if you didn't happen to notice, the holiday's name also has seven letters. The seven principles, or Nguza Saba, are a set of ideas created by Dr. Karinga. Each day of Kwanzaa emphasizes a different principle. So, Kwanzaa is a spiritual, festive, and joyous celebration of the oneness and goodness of life, which claims no ties to any religion. It has definite principles, practices, and symbols, which are geared to the social and spiritual needs of African American people. The reinforcing gestures are designed to strengthen our collective self-concept as a people, to honor our past, to critically evaluate our present, and to commit ourselves to a fuller and more productive future. The holiday has gained tremendous acceptance. Since its founding in 1966, as stated during the children's story, Kwanzaa has come to be observed by more than 15 million people worldwide, and it's steadily growing. It is important to note that each family celebrates Kwanzaa in its own way. So we have the guiding principles, but we make adjustments based on our family needs and desires and messages that we want to move forward. The common thread of celebrations often includes songs and dances, African drums, storytelling, poetry reading, and a large traditional meal. On each of the seven nights, the family gathers and a child lights one of the candles, Mishuma Saba, on the kanara, which is the candle holder. Then the appropriate principle is discussed. The principles are values of African culture that contributes to building and reinforcing community among African Americans. The candle lighting is rich in symbolism, as it was conceived during one of the darkest periods in Los Angeles history, during a key moment in the civil rights movement. As mentioned, Kwanzaa has seven basic symbols, which represents values and concepts reflective of the African culture and contributive to community building and reinforcement. They are the mazeo, the crops. You can point those out. Okay. These are symbolic of African harvest celebrations and the rewards of productive and collective labor. Then there's the makika. That's the mat for which everything sits on. This is symbolic of our tradition and history, and therefore the foundation on which we build our lives and legacies. The kanara is the candle holder. This is symbolic of our roots, our parent people, continental Africans. The muhindi, the corn. This is symbolic of our children and our future, which they embody. And usually families will put out one ear of corn for every child that's in the family. If there are no children in the family, two ears are put out to represent the responsibility of each of the parents that exist. In this case, we put out three. We have three kids with Jim's first family. The Mashuma Saba, the seven candles. These are symbolic of the Nguza Saba, the seven principles, the matrix, and minimal sets of values which African people are urged to live by in order to rescue and reconstruct our lives in our own image and according to our own needs. The Kikambi, Chaku Umoja, is the unity cup. This is symbolic of the foundational principle and practice of unity, which makes all else possible. And one of the things that's done with the Unity Cup, traditionally it was passed around and everyone would take a sip in honor of ancestors. But because of sanitary concerns, we currently take the cup and we hydrate a plant while we call out our ancestors in honor of the ceremony. And then finally, there's the kawadi, the gifts. These are symbolic of labor and love of parents and the commitment made and kept by the children. Many of the gifts are originally handmade. However, traditionally, some groups have adopted the giving of books as gifts, which we all embrace. Today, December 31st, Kuumba, creativity. And this is the day that we have the great feast of Karamu. Families gather for the great feast. This feast may be held at a home, church, or community center. The meal generally includes traditional African dishes, as well as featuring ingredients Africans brought to the United States, such as sesame seeds, peanuts, sweet potatoes, collard greens, and spicy sauces. Especially during Karamu, Kwanzaa is celebrated in red, black, and green. These three colors were important symbols in ancient Africa and gained much recognition through the efforts of Marcus Garvey's Black Nationalist Movement. Green is for the fertile land of Africa. Black is for the color of the people. And red is for the blood that is shed in the struggle for freedom. Again, we will take the opportunity to light the candles, and we will light them in an order. On the first day of Kwanzaa, the 26th, the first principle, unity, umoja, is the black candle in the middle, and it's already lit because I had a very hard time finding a black candle anywhere. So I just bought one of those battery-flamed candles and had our daughter to wrap it in black tape. So we took the time to do that. That was important. But that is the first candle. And unity means to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Unity stresses the importance of togetherness for the family and the community, which is reflected in the African saying, I am we, or I am because we are. That is so important. The second principle, and that would be the farthest left red candle. So if you're facing it, it's going to be on the left, the red candle, is for self-determination. Kujichagulia, self-determination, requires that we define our common interest and make decisions that are in the best interest of our family and community. We, as a people, must define ourselves. We, as a people, must name ourselves. We, as a people, must create for ourselves. And we, as a people, must speak for ourselves. As a people, we must continue to solidify our fundamental right to freely decide our own cultural, social, political, and more importantly, economical development. This moment, this era, is so very crucial based on what exists in our country today. We must collectively redesign education for our children. The African American community, especially in the inner city communities of America, are poorly utilized in terms of providing educational growth for African American kids or kids in poverty, period. We must collectively continue to know and solidify our power to manifest our own determined outcomes. That is so crucial. The third principle, and that would be the farthest green candle on the right, is Ujima, collective work and responsibility. This is to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems, and to solve them together. Collective work and responsibility reminds us that our obligation to the past, present, and future is important, and that we have a role to play in the community, society, and the world as a whole. Fourth principle, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. That will be the candle next to the farthest from the left, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. Cooperative economics emphasizes our collective economic strength and encourages us to meet common needs through mutual support. And that needs to be strengthened in the African American community. Fifth principle, second green, Nia, purpose. This is to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Purpose encourages us to look within ourselves and to set personal goals that are beneficial to our community. And that is today, the sixth principle, third candle black, from the black. Creativity, Kuumba. Creativity makes use of our creative energies to build and maintain a strong, vibrant community. To always do as much as we can in the way that we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. And this is today, the day of the feast. The second principle, third green candle, is imani, faith. To believe with all of our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Faith focuses on honoring the best of our traditions, draws upon the best in ourselves, and helps us strive for a higher level of life for humankind by affirming our self-worth and confidence in our ability to succeed and triumph in righteous struggle. The goal of Kwanzaa is for us to live the seven principles on a daily basis and end and start each year stronger and more resourceful as a people. Real freedom and equality for Blacks in America is a continuous challenge and struggle. As of December 29th, 2017, there were about 22,000 adults incarcerated in Wisconsin state prison system. Approximately 55% of those individuals are of African descent. That was roughly the same number during the last presidential election in 2016. Please note, that was 22,000 votes that could not be cast in the state, no matter the political party. Collectively, we must break the chains of legalized slavery through mass incarceration. I encourage everyone to please review the 13th Amendment because it does say that slavery is still legal if someone is incarcerated. Collectively, we must link ourselves to change the scope of the academic, political, and economical literacy of my people, our people. As Nelson Mandela once said, education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to change the world. And they know that. Collectively, let's continue to build on the momentum that was manifested on December 12, 2017 in Alabama. There are not a lot of places where it meets resistance by some religion, only because most of the organized religions don't really see Kwanzaa as a threat to its existence at this point. Maybe as we grow in numbers in this country, it may be challenged if we still have the current presidential administration in place. But no, it's not. Hasn't been a lot of struggling. And as you talked, I anticipated your question, and I find it very troubling that Kwanzaa has not really permeated the African American community across the nation in the way I would like to see it done. I mean, there are African, and that has a lot to do with the lack of literacy and education that exists in the African American community. I actually went to several places to get the Kanara because I did not have one. You know, we celebrate Kwanzaa and recognize Kwanzaa as a family, but I didn't have all of the pieces that exist in terms of the symbols. And I looked online first and it said Target. I went to Target. Target had no, they had the menorah. Oh, you can get this. No, it's not the same. And exactly, they're different. And they have different, you know, numbers of holders too. And so then I went online again, and then it said Walmart, and I was like, I can't go to Walmart. You know, I really do have a hard time shopping at Walmart because of the, you know, disrespect that exists for workers. But I went, and I asked an African-American worker, you know, do you have a Kanara? Actually, what I said, do you have any Kwanzaa ritual items? Oh, no, we just do the regular Christmas. And it was so blatant, and she was so disconnected to the realities that exist. And the way she expressed herself, she was not very well educated. And my heart was crushed because this is what's happening in America. So. Now, we're working hard. We did have a ceremonial ritual at the Goodman Center last week, and I was a part of that as well. And that is done every year. And we had a number of people there, lots of young people. So it's building, but not as fast as I would like, or others, or Dr. Karenga. There's a website, Dr. Karenga, there's a website that has a lot of the traditional pieces that exist, and you just type in Kwanzaa and you can come up with a whole list of things that exist, and there are a number of books that exist on Kwanzaa and the true meaning and how it came about and how it's grown as well, and the foundational piece of it connected to Africa. I found Dr. Karenga's website was the best that exists, because I actually went back and looked to make sure that I was telling the story in the essence of what Dr. Karenga wanted. So, good question. Sorry. Madison has had some African-American businesses that have come and gone, but one of the things that exists now that didn't exist several years ago is now we have a Black Chamber of Commerce that exist, and one of my sisters, Link Sisters, I'm part of the Madison Metropolitan Links, is actually the president of the Black Chamber of Commerce, and it's a volunteer organization right now. I would actually like to invite them here to speak with you too, and it's fairly new, and we're doing some really unique things to try and rally around the Black businesses in Madison and throughout Dane County to help them flourish. We're even working to try and find, you know, financial support for these businesses as well. I actually went to the African American store on the east side on Johnson Street and got that. That's, and he had a lot of them, you know. And so, you know, he didn't have the candles though, so. And he says, I only, you know, and I got the cloth from him, and I had the kente, I had the sash from when I graduated with my my teaching certification through UW Parkside and Carthage College. And we wore a sash because we were a non-traditional group of people being certified to teach, so I've had this for a while. But you're correct in that we do need to provide more support for the African-American business. The traditions that the African-American community tends to practice throughout the year that actually brings the principles back to the forefront are family reunions. And that happens religiously. I mean, my mom had 11 brothers and sisters, and my dad had 12 brothers and sisters, and my family, and all the same mom and dad. So that I feel very proud to say. And I'm at family reunions, and we are working together to solidify the principles and live the principles. So I'm at several family reunions during the year as a result of that. And then we do the family reunion with Jim as well, which we just had for Thanksgiving. And we also practice the principles of Kwanzaa as well. This is really the tradition here that exists, both of these that exist. You're not going to find too much kente cloth without these patterns that exist. And it's more like how the land is laid out and woven together. In terms of the different tribes that exist. So that's kind of the essence of it. And both of these were made in Africa. Mm-hmm. So they did come from Africa. And then the mat is bamboo, which is something that we in Africa, people of Africa, use a lot in terms of tools and equipment and that kind of stuff, resources. Good questions. That's one of the things that was written by Dr. Karenga to say that it's not exclusively for African Americans, that we as a people want to connect and build unity with people of all nationality, races, and ethnicities in order to continue to grow unity and the self-determination and all of the principles. And that's one of the things that happens right here in the UU environment. I have a hard time being in a traditional African American church because the principles are not the same. The togetherness and the spiritual energy is supposed to bind us close in the traditional African American church. But then so many politics gets involved in what exists that some of that is lost. I don't see that playing out as much in a UU environment as I do in a traditional African American church. And I was 9 years old when I realized that. I was a little kid. So that's why I come here. I feel a part of the UU environment. Because Swahili is a language that is more common in Africa. And that was the reason. He has the reason why he chose Swahili.
It's not native to one tribe.
It's not native to one tribe.
Oh, okay.
It's more
okay.
common in Africa.
All right.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, thanks.
You knew that. That was good. All right. So thank you guys so much.
Think of another. Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Martin Luther King Jr. Please stay and greet your neighbors and have something warm to drink.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.